Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Hey, Alexa, where did Joe Biden fall off his cycle?
Joe Biden died in National Naval Medical Center.
I could spend the next hour on an 11-minute speech Biden put out from the White House officially. People thought it was a deep fake, and they went and checked it. No, it's on the White House website. Completely insane. In 11 minutes, he blinks six times.
Let me close with this. Every day we rely on law enforcement to save lives. Then on January 6th, we relied on law enforcement to save our democracy. We saw what happened. The Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, other law enforcement agencies were attacked and assaulted before our very eyes, speared, sprayed, stomped on, brutalized, and lives were lost. And for 3 hours, the defeated former president of the United States watched it all happen. As he sat in the comfort of the private dining room next to the Oval Office. While he was doing that, brave law enforcement officer subject to the medieval hell for 3 hours, dripping in blood, surrounded by carnage. Face to face with crazed mob that believed the lies of the defeated president. The police were heroes that day. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American.
I mean, he looks like an animatronic robot at Chuck E. Cheese or something. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this looks like the intro to a horror movie or something where body snatchers have taken over. Happens in human civilization. It normally collapses civilization for at least a time when the good people let crazies get in charge.
Why is the Biden administration building a border wall in Arizona?
So we are not finishing the wall. We are cleaning up the mess the prior administration left behind in their failed attempt to build a wall.
Of course, the more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
We let them be in control.
Mr. Biden, are you still groping senators' children? Creepy Joe Biden.
And they always start assaulting reality and assaulting common sense and assaulting due process and assaulting logic. And people keep acquiescing until everything disintegrates.
This is the first time in American history, I believe, that a chamber of the Congress will pass a bill openly defying the Supreme Court's explicit declaration of the constitutional rights of the American people. It represents the farthest ever reach of the Democrats' long-pursued massive resistance doctrine. In markup, I asked if any Democrat disputed that this bill bans guns and magazines in common use. Chairman Nadler candidly responded, quote,
"Would the gentleman yield?"
I would, if I were an answer to that question.
Yeah, that's the point of the bill.
So to clarify, Mr. Chairman, you're saying it is the point of the bill to ban weapons that are in common use in the United States today?
Yes, the problem is
with the gentleman.
In other words, the essence of the bill is to stop commerce in weapons, as alternatively described by the court in Heller in 2008, as those, quote, typically possessed by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes, close quote.
And that is now the point we've entered at every level.
Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. Folks, as we fight inflation, bringing down gas prices is a big part of the job.
All right, I wanted to play some of the 11-minute speech. As you can see, he's not blinking. And then another speech later where he is. I mean, if you can figure out what this is, please tell me. We've reached out to some physiologists and people that can perhaps tell us what in the world this means, but it's getting crazy.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the United Nations Global Government, WEF, Combine have been busy bees. A month ago, they announced that the private corporate dictatorship's merging with the UN that it controls publicly. Last week, they announced global censorship interfacing with big tech to block basically any type of pro-human information ahead of new COVID lockdowns. And now the UN officially came out on Friday, I didn't see it until yesterday, and released a video about how they're going to run the new global ID system and control the world ID. So world government with a world ID run by the tyrannical UN. We've got that information. We've got the admission of the global cutoff of food supplies as part two of the Great Resets. They already used lockdowns to destroy food supply all over the world. In some third world countries, they did it for 2 years. Now, they're moving ahead to ban most types of farming and ranching in every major nation of the earth. Unbelievable what that's going to cause. This is going to accelerate a total collapse of the third world, then a flooding of the first world and our collapse as well. In Italy, in Australia, in the Netherlands, in the UK, and in Canada, millions of farmers are protesting, almost zero coverage in the corporate media of this. Why are they protesting? They said this is a UN edict of the WEF. Your cows, your farms, the grain you're growing, all carbon is toxic. Well, we're carbon-based life forms. That's coming up. Biden's had COVID, supposedly, or tested positive twice in the last 2 weeks. He's in hiding again, supposedly quarantining himself, and massive new information adding on to all the other insurance numbers and government numbers we've had around the Western world of the so-called COVID vaccines causing mass death, blood clots, infertility, and cancer. Those are 3 stacks I've got here that are absolutely massive, and a lot of new monkeypox news as they prepare the new global lockdown that's already been announced, but they are planning to do it later this fall. So that's their current trajectory. This is all pre-planned. It's all being rolled out. It's all coming up and so much more today. We have a special guest joining us in the second hour. But let me just get this out of the way right now. I am proud of the work of InfoWars in the last 28 years. We have never made a mistake on purpose. We've never lied on purpose. We've never lied. But we're not like the corporate mercenary New World Order parrots that put out their lies and propaganda who never admit when they're wrong. When we make a mistake, we admit to it. And it's essential that we do that because all we have is our credibility. That said, with these 3 Sandy Hook trials, which are show trials where the judges have found me guilty in both Texas and Connecticut without ever letting me have a jury trial, the juries are told he is guilty. The judges said, I can't say I'm innocent. Well, I'm obviously going to. And even swing on, up on murder charges. Charlie Manson could say he was innocent if he wanted to. In my case, I am innocent of what they claimed. Premeditatedly lying about nobody dying at Sandy Hook to make money and saying my main career was Sandy Hook. When they've talked more about Sandy Hook at this week-long trial, the first week of it, than we talked about in all my time on air since it happened a decade ago. We have all those numbers down to the minute. So it's just a complete lie and a fraud. That said, I looked at some of the evidence later that they claim showed that it didn't happen, and it wasn't true. I believe mass shootings happened. I believe Parkland happened. I believe Columbine happened. And I believe in every case we know it's linked to Prozac-type drugs, video games, shoot 'em up, and mental illness, and police stand-downs, like we just saw in Uvalde. Very, very shameful. That said, though, I didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq on purpose, like the CNN, the New York Times. I didn't lie about it being safe and effective, these poison shots they now admit don't work and actually make you sick. I didn't promote drag queen pedophile time, and I was the first more than 14 years ago to expose Jeffrey Epstein and Epstein Island and how they were flying kids out and using it to blackmail and control people, particularly in the science divisions of the world, for Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to take over, and that Epstein basically worked for them. We are the first to expose it. We have been vindicated, and I am proud of the body of our work. And they see InfoWars as the brightest light in this coming darkness of populism and pro-human, pro-God, pro-family, pro-children. And that's why they hate us, because they hate you. And they believe they can take us off air. They will be able to defeat everybody else. And they have admitted that the model of censoring us and debanking us and suing us is the model to shut down Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and everybody else. Now, that said, when I declared bankruptcy 4 months ago with InfoWars and three other sub-companies, that was a very real bankruptcy. And it was an attempt to bring a brokered settlement deal with them in federal court, because you go to prison if you lie in federal court, and say, I don't have $10 million, I don't have $5 million. The time we had $3 million, we could scrounge together out of the company, maybe. We put $3 million on the table and said, here it is in a federal filing. We're in limited bankruptcy. You can come check it all for yourselves. And they said, you're a fraud, you're a liar, all this other garbage. Now, 4 months later, we don't have any extra money. And we're going into full bankruptcy to absolutely show all of this, let them have their first trial, show them all the numbers, and then they want to have two trials, one in Texas and one in Connecticut, starting in September. And the judges have said, screw you, you've got to be in both places at once, which is impossible. And so we're putting it before the federal judge. We declared bankruptcy on Free Speech Systems, the parent company of this whole operation, all the cards on the table, and I'm putting my finances in, everything, so this crap stops. When they got these bankruptcy lawyers, very respected ones in here, 6 months ago as we began to, you know, to develop this, they said, my God, you've not paid yourself in over a year? And they went, my God, the news claims you've got all this money. You don't. They're just making it up. And so they've never seen anything like this. There are articles all over the news saying, I made $76 million in 2019. We almost lost money in 2019. The big year we made money, and thank God because it lasted us for years, because I saved a bunch of it and invested it in real estate and doubled the money. We have been operating in the last 2 years off of money that people buying products and support in that gigantic year of 2016. And I said, I'm going to take this money and invest it in real estate and other things. We sold that real estate in the last year, and it has funded this place and kept us on air. So I was a good steward, like the ant who saves for the winter, to the grasshopper that doesn't save during the summer and dies in the winter. But this ant is out of money. This has been a long, hard winter of tyranny, and I'm no sunshine patriot. I'm a winter soldier, so I'm not a victim. I'm a target because I've been effective telling the truth. But listen, we're not going to get shut down. They have admitted, the Democrats that run this, in the Austin American-Statesman today and in the Boston Globe and the New York Times, their goal is to, quote, punish me and silence us and shut us down. That's why they lie to the jury in the damages portion and say, I got hundreds of millions of dollars. That's why they do this, so they'll come up with some giant judgment on the already guilty Alex Jones that they hope is too big for us to even get a bond on. Well, once you're in bankruptcy, it's all there in the court, and the bonds for the appeals are half your net worth. Well, that isn't going to be very, very much, maybe $1 million, $1.5 million or something, and they're going to try to claim all this other wealth, but it's not true. So then we will be able to continue on with appeals and the rest of it for years. And we will be able to fight these kangaroo courts and what they've done. And this Texas judge really screwed up. She put a motions in limine in 2 months ago saying, cannot mention the First Amendment, says it. I published it on InfoWars, her order. Cannot mention First Amendment, cannot say you're innocent, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So she then withdrew that, and we took it to the Court of Appeals voluntarily, but she's still trying to enforce those rules on the trial. And so if the Texas Supreme Court wants to certify that, fine. Texas is dead. I left it all in the field. I'll still be able to work for some other company and be on air because I don't give a damn about money at the end of the day except as a tool to fight the globalists. And so one way or another, InfoWars will stay on the air. Will it be crippling for a while? Will we have to get rid of a bunch of the crew? Yes. But that's down the road. That's why your massive support now is beyond critical. It's essential at InfoWarsStore.com. Get an Alex Jones Was Right t-shirt. Get a book. Get a film. Get the great supplements. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock. Our new great product, Diet Force, is now available. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for 6-7 months, is now back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, limited supply, and Super Blue is finally back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now. Talk about the dying corporate media's arrogance and how they try to set themselves up as fact checkers and the arbiters of truth. It's truly sick. They've had hundreds that I've seen, sure there's thousands, of their pundits on CNN, ABC News, NBC, all of them. I've got dozens of clips just I saw this weekend saying a recession is not two quarters of negative growth. I mean, that's the very definition of their Keynesian economic system. And you've got Paul Krugman out there saying, well, he admitted he was wrong last week that we weren't going to go into a recession. But then he says, but don't worry, the recession means something different today. They say that a man is a woman and a woman is a man. They promote pedophilia. Everything they do is a lie on purpose. And then they point their fingers at the American people that don't believe a word they say. And if we question Jesse Smollett or Uvalde or Bubba Wallace or Gulf of Tonkin or 9/11, we're bad. No, we're good for questioning. And we should. And we'll continue on questioning. But I saw a video clip of the BBC attacking the Azerbaijani president, who's obviously very well-spoken and very well-educated, and he says, we have free open media here in this country. You're the ones in the UK and the US that have tortured and almost killed Julian Assange in solitary confinement for 8+ years. You're the fraud, and this is the perfect way to counter these people that set themselves up as our bosses when they have the worst records on purpose of lying by design. How many Project Veritas videos have we seen of CNN and MSNBC and ABC and all of them behind the scenes in their own outtakes? Remember ABC News? Oh, we knew Epstein was raping people 5 years ago. They were running child kidnap rings to blackmail people, but we were told don't cover it. I wish I could have. I'd really been big, the teleprompter bimbo said. She didn't care about the kidnapped kids or the sex trade. She was just mad she couldn't break it because that'd be a big story for her. That was Project Veritas. Just Project Veritas has got to release, like, what 100 in the last 6-7 years? Undercover videos of executives and producers admitting they lie on purpose? There's no executives here telling me what to say. I give you what I think is really going on. But again, they set themselves up as self-appointed masters who then organize the corporate media and all the rest of them together at the very same time to then demonize the populace, demonize the person standing up and exposing the New World Order. So I'm quite honored to be attacked by this system, but it's still scary up close to see that their corruption goes all the way down to the local court systems. And that the entire corporate media is in lockstep, refusing to report that judge found me guilty without a jury, and that we gave them all the damn discovery that no one would ever give anybody. Bank accounts, all our emails, everything. And they would say, oh, you didn't give it to us all. Oh, there's more for 4 years. And then I'm sitting there in the trial on how I'm guilty until proven guiltier. And they're showing all the emails, all the text messages, all the stuff. And we gave it all to them. And then the judge is telling them he's defaulted because he didn't give us any information. He didn't show up to court. All a lie. Oh, we missed like one or two deadlines during COVID. But in that, you might get sanctioned for the cost of the court hearing, maybe $5,000-$10,000. No, she sanctioned me over $1.5 million the last year and a half alone.
Connecticut sanctioned us hundreds of thousands of dollars. The exact same blueprint. They're being run. They're being told what to do. Oh, the judge also doesn't want it mentioned that we gave them discovery while they show it to the jury. She's hoping she can keep them in the dark. But look at how the president of Azerbaijan counters the arrogant BBC. This is pure gold.
And the number of internet users in Azerbaijan is more than 80%. Can you imagine the restriction of media in a country where internet is free, there is no censorship, and there are 80% of internet users? We have millions of people on Facebook. How can you say that we don't have free media? This is, again, a biased approach. This is an attempt to create a perception in Western audience about Azerbaijan. We have opposition, we have NGOs, we have free political activity, we have free media, we have freedom of speech. But if you raise this question, can I ask you also one? How do you assess what happened to Mr. Assange? Is it a reflection of free media in your country?
We're not here to discuss
no,
my
let's
country.
Discuss.
No,
let's discuss.
No, President.
In order
Aliyev.
To accuse me, saying that Armenians will not have free media here, let's talk about Assange. How many years, how many years he spent in Ecuadorian embassy? And for what? And where is he now? For journalistic activity. You kept that person hostage, actually killing him morally and physically. You did it, not us, and now he's in prison. So you have no moral right to talk about free media when you do these things.
Returning to the conflict. How
yeah, better return to the conflict, because this is not what you like. You like only to accuse, only to attack. But look at the mirror. Look, I tell many times, before coming and lecturing us, and in your question, accusing me, it's not a question, it's accusation. You talk like a prosecutor. Why? If you're so democratic and so objective, why you keep Assange in prison? For what? You keep him in prison because of his journalistic activity.
I'm not keeping him in prison, President Aliyev.
But you don't like this.
It's not a question of don't like.
You are
it's
not used
the,
to this.
It's not the subject of our interview.
Only to attack.
It's not the subject
only.
Of our interview. And with respect,
no,
President
it is not
Aliyev,
the subject of interview, but you raise it.
You raised it.
No, you raised it.
You raised the case
you
of Assange.
You said Armenians, if you don't have a free media in your country.
Listen to that gaslighting witch. I'm surprised she didn't fly into the interview on a broom. She says, you raised the issue of media censorship. And he goes, no, I didn't. You did. She goes, I mean Assange. How can she lecture them when I've looked at it? They're about as free as the UK is, which isn't that good. And then say that him bringing up Assange doesn't matter. Now, look, I'm a proud of exposing that there weren't WMDs in Iraq. And the right wing called me, Fox News called me a communist then. No, I'm an American patriot that doesn't want to get our troops killed, doesn't want American illegal wars. And I've exposed the pedophile rings that are now out in the open of Jeffrey Epstein. And now even Joe Rogan gets on there all the time and says Alex Jones was the first to break it. And Joe now talks about the multiple intelligence agencies that are clearly involved controlling Epstein, because he doesn't know why they're going after scientists. The scientists are the real elite. And if they get all the heads of the major universities and major scientific groups blackmailed, then they can launch a COVID-19, even though it's man-made, and have it covered up because they control the scientific intelligentsia. So we're going to play this quick clip, and then I got so much more. Man, the food being cut off, the next phase of the collapse, the lockdowns, all of it. Next segment, and we've got some amazing news. Wait till you see it out of Australia. They're really waking up.
It was an intelligence operation. Whoever was running it, whether it was the Mossad or whether it was the CIA or whether it was a combination of both, mm-hmm. It was an intelligence operation. They were bringing in people and compromising them. And then when they would compromise them, they would use, you know, whatever they had on them to influence their opinions and the way they express those opinions. And I don't know why they would want to do.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
One last breath. Cold winds blows. Lock up your wife and children now. Time to wield the blade. The horsemen are drawing nearer. They come to take your life onto the dead of night. see the Four Horsemen ride. So choose your fate. The Four Horsemen. And I saw a white horse. He that rode on it was named Death. The horse of famine has come as well. Powerful article up on Infowars.com from the Brownstone Institute. No farmers, no food, no life. Another big report. Top scientists, top experts around the world confirmed that the WEF UN policies are what is destroying the crop yields and shutting the world economy down. And the UN admits, with the World Economic Forum, we're cutting off the farms to lower carbon because crops and cows produce carbon that's part of the life cycle. Meanwhile, Sebastian Vettel reveals climate crisis fears influence his F1 retirement, saying driving cars and creating carbon is bad, so the top F1 driver is looking to quit. Drake defends his short private jet flights, though he supports carbon taxes and taking your cars away, by saying plane was empty. Let's play a powerful Australian Senator, Malcolm Roberts, dropping absolute truth bombs on Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. Two different clips as he lays out the human resistance movement worldwide. You're either for the New World Order or you're against it. We are the resistance. And make no mistake, it is this transmission. Bolsonaro's son, who's also in the Congress, told me this a few years ago at CPAC. Bolsonaro said it, was invited down there to interview the president like Tucker was, not bragging and showing our effect, your effect supporting us. Orban's been influenced by us. All of them have been influenced. And we now have Australian leaders really waking up. So let's play back-to-back Australian Senator Malcolm Rhodes. Let's play clip 3 and 4 back-to-back. Here they are.
The United Nations has a problem. How can they control the carbon footprint of the world's citizens? Very soon, government will tell our farmers what they can grow and punish Australian consumers if they buy the wrong things. The dream of micromanaging individual carbon emissions hinges on the soon-to-be-passed so-called Trusted Digital Identity Bill. If Scott Morrison and Barnaby Joyce want to achieve their net zero 2050 dream, freedoms must be slashed, removed. It is only through the relentless digital stalking of citizens that the Liberal Nationals government can micromanage purchasing choices. Businesses are punished with tax, while consumers get their credit score docked. This already happens in China, where a person's shopping list lowers their social credit score until they cannot travel. In Australia, it may be as simple as denying banking services because you dare to drive a four-wheel drive to work. Australian banks have already shown a keen interest in the Trusted Digital Identity Bill, saying it will, quote, allow them to create a rich view of their customers. These are the same banks that already list climate risk as a means to deny loans. When the Liberals tell you that digital identity will make your life easier, remember, there is no such thing as a free lunch.
This is the mark of the beast. That's their main senator.
Klaus Schwab's life by subscription, quote, is really serfdom. It's slavery. Billionaire globalist corporations will own everything. Homes, factories, farms, cars, furniture. And everyday citizens will rent what they need, if their social credit score allows. The plan of the Great Reset is that you will die with nothing. To pull off this evil plan, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum will need to take more than just material possessions from Australians. Senators in this very chamber today who support the Great Reset threaten our privacy, freedom and dignity. Yes, they're in this Senate chamber. One Nation vehemently opposes the Great Reset, the Digital Identity Bill, theft of agricultural land use, forcing farmers off their land, and all of the Great Reset. One Nation has a comprehensive plan to bring our beautiful country back to sustainable prosperity. And in the months ahead, we will be rolling that plan out. Instead of LibLab pushing Klaus Schwab's Great Reset with the tagline, "You will own nothing and be happy," One Nation advocates the Great Resist. We stand for a world where individuals and communities have primacy over predatory globalist billionaires and their quisling bureaucrats, politicians and mouthpiece media. One Nation accepts the challenge to provide a better future for everyday Australians.
And One Nation is one of the Patriot anti-New World Order parties growing very fast in Australia. That's what they're panicking, trying to bring in total tyranny. Now, the UN has openly announced their World ID digital system. I told you last year that it had been adopted by China. The UN was in charge of it, and now they've officially rolled it out. I'll play that clip here in a moment. But first, just like you see in Canada, just like you see in the Netherlands, just like you see in New Zealand and Australia, they're banning the first year 30% of the cows, the next year another 30%, till the cows are all banned because they're bad. They have carbon in them. They put off methane. It's good for the environment. And they're panicking and trying to accelerate this whole agenda. Here's part of the clip.
While belching is widely considered to be rude, livestock don't seem to care. All day, every day, they burp. But it's not the act of burping that's the problem. It is the methane that they release into our atmosphere. The average cow emits a whopping 220 pounds of methane gas a day. Well, New Zealand is doing something about it by taxing burping livestock. Mike Drolet explains.
With a population of just 5 million, New Zealand's carbon footprint is relatively small. It's
okay, so first they tell you carbon dioxide's bad. Now all gases out of animals is bad. All animals are burping and passing to the other end, flatulence, methane gas, other gases. This is insane. But it's total control. And New Zealand's main export is what? Lamb. This is so sick. But let's end the hour with the UN officially, and it's also in documents they put out, announcing the new global standard they've got for the World ID, like Sri Lanka just put in with rationing of food and gas, and it's a UN program running it. Here it is.
Digital transformation is changing the way we manage our data, our information, our interactions, and our identities online. The United Nations is ready to digitally transform how it deals with identity, with a system to streamline information sharing, daily workflows, access to platforms and buildings, operating across agencies, by providing its personnel with a universal system-wide identity solution. Introducing the UN Digital ID, a unique and digital identity for UN personnel from the day you join to the day you part. All of your personal, HR, medical, travel, security, payroll and pension data in the palm of your hand, giving you full control on what you share and with whom. With blockchain and biometrics, the UN Digital ID makes verification efficient, secure, transparent, immutable, portable, and universal. It's been piloted by different agencies and the UN Pension Fund, where they've replaced current manual processes with certainty for who and where pension recipients say they are at any given time. Imagine a regional field officer has just joined the UN. She uses the mobile app to obtain a digital wallet, stored securely in her smartphone and only accessible to her with biometrics. Even better than a physical wallet, she can store all her credentials issued by any UN organization in her digital wallet. She has immediate access to course certificates, travel clearances from UNDSS, medical records from allergies to vaccinations, also making any transfer to another organization a breeze. As innovation transforms the world, we can improve the way we manage our identities online. UN Digital IDs, a building block for digital cooperation, unlocking the promise of the SDGs.
And then you see that rainbow crescent symbol. That's the WEF's Great Reset symbol. That's the new swastika. This is their global party. And the UN admits they're going to use this all over the world for everybody else. They're just rolling it out first with their personnel. We'll be back with hour number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Our main energy systems are being shut off. We're being told it's to force us to a great transition. It's being done on purpose. Then they change tack and say, no, it's Putin's fault, or it's the gas station's fault. All part of this sick plan, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us on this live Sunday, July 31st broadcast. Got some domestic news on the Build Back Better UN Great Reset Takeover. There's a big monologue Tucker did Friday that's really powerful. It's up on InfoWars.com, but here's just 30 seconds of it.
All the world's energy comes from fossil fuels, 80%. Solar, on the other hand, provides 3% of the world's energy. After many decades on the market, and with the help of massive government subsidies. So it doesn't actually work. It doesn't come close to working. It's a boutique issue. It's ridiculous, actually. So why is the Biden administration pushing this, and who is benefiting from it? Well, a lot of people are getting rich from it, that's for sure.
Yeah, insiders are making trillions overall, but that's only part of the plan. It's about cutting off infrastructure. Fossil fuels can barely supply what we need into the future, and the infrastructure is built for them. There is no replacement. They blocked all the new energy technologies. Solar and things are a joke compared to the technologies they have completely
and totally suppressed. They want a post-industrial world. They want you poor because they can't compete with populism and with capitalism. They can't compete in any way. And here's Manchin absurdly claims Democrats' Green New Deal, which is just the UN Build Back Better tax and spending spree, will fight inflation. Everybody thinks Manchin is a great guy. Wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. Meanwhile, gaslighting economist Paul Krugman dismisses U.S. recession, says term doesn't matter anymore. So first they said it wasn't a recession. Now they say it just doesn't matter anymore. No farmers, no food, no life. They're protesting all over the world. And all these leftists and people make jokes about their private jets and how great they are. And they're not hurting the environment. I'm not against them. But then they say, you shouldn't be able to have children. You shouldn't have a car. You shouldn't have air conditioning. As Obama 7 years ago told Africans, you pull the clip up. In fact, you can't play that clip enough, guys. Find the clip for next hour. Obama tells Africans they have to get rid of air conditioning and cars. They can't have them. But I'll tell you who isn't getting rid of his large, heavy private jet that seats 40 people. And that's U.S. climate czar John Kerry, slammed over family private jet emissions. Here is John Kerry.
Rita, it's not just the celebrities, but it's also the government nomenclatura who are enjoying these private jets. John Kerry.
Well, yeah, John Kerry, the climate czar, he's a private jet, takes him all over to climate summits around the world where he lectures everybody about how we can't possibly let these high, crippling prices slow our progress to net zero. Of course, it is what we said before. All these policies are essentially Marxism. It's one rule for the elite, one rule for the rest.
And it is the elite, because I love this line from the story. It was Kerry's family jet. Imagine that, having a family Gulfstream like a family station wagon.
And the whole point is, these globalists don't drive around in cars. They're on helicopters and jets constantly. Like Drake will fly to his house 40 miles away on his 767? What's that hold, like 80 people? So he's got a big jet. I mean, a giant jet. And he flies to his house 40 miles away because it takes him 5 minutes to get there versus an hour driving 40 miles in Canada. But he supports carbon taxes on you and your family. These people are greedy, evil sickos. Like Ted Turner's got, what, 6 kids or whatever? He doesn't want you to be able to have any kids. He's got a fleet of jets and palaces everywhere. But where's the real attack happening? It's on our families. They targeted boys the last 40 years with Ritalin and all these drugs that stunted their growth and made them mental patients as part of their attack on masculinity. And now they're targeting boys all over the world with puberty blockers particularly, which cause all sorts of health problems and all sorts of mental health problems. And they're not even approved for children, but they're doing it. This is a rollout. So a lot of people say, is Tulsi Gabbard's good? Well, she's anti-war. She's pro-First Amendment. She's becoming pro-Second Amendment. I'm just saying we should invite Democrats, at least saying they support these ideas. I think she's better than most Republicans. There's a new article on InfoWars.com by Jamie White. Tulsi Gabbard's transgender hormones or child abuse promoted by Biden administration. That's part of their big spending bill, is billions to force this and push this. I got to tell you, today I was driving around in Austin taking care of errands. I saw men dressed as women who all look super unhealthy and out of their minds everywhere. They're men that don't have jobs, don't have futures on average, and they've been told this is the trendy, cool thing to do. Well, if men want to get caught up in this web, that's their issue. And some people feel like they're a woman and they want to do it as an adult. I'm not against them. People are mad at Trump. He's having Caitlyn Jenner to one of his events with AOC, not AOC, the conservative version of AOC, but better, MTG. Like, what are you doing meeting with this person? Well, at least Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, is against women having their sports taken over by men, and he's against targeting children, or she's against it. I don't care if for PR and hype, Bruce Jenner got roped into that whole TV show he did. I don't support it, but I'm not saying he doesn't have a right to do it. At least he's not going after our children overtly. But here's Tulsi Gabbard's playing it all out.
The FDA made a disturbing but not at all surprising announcement just a few days ago about children's health. Now, if you haven't heard about it or if you missed it, it's because the mainstream media and the Biden-Harris administration have been completely silent on it. Now, this warning that the FDA issued was basically saying that puberty blockers can cause serious health risks for our kids. Unfortunately, at almost the exact same time the FDA issued this warning, Biden-Harris administration officials were making public statements actively promoting the use of puberty blockers and irreversible surgeries for kids. Now, let's be clear. This administration is dangerously promoting child abuse.
Yeah, it's child abuse. So for me, the Rubicon is targeting children with sterilization, be it castration or be it chemical sterilization. It is one of our red lines. We've got to stand for and stand against them pushing this. Now, coming up next hour, we have a special guest at 15 after. But first, you think puberty blockers are bad for children? They are now estimating that 1 million children 6 months and older have been injected just since the FDA approved the experimental deadly COVID shots for them. And we've got some shocking numbers on this biological chemical holocaust coming up. But first, let me hit a couple of exciting items for all the TV viewers and all the radio listeners, because freedom is incredibly popular, and that's something that we should be celebrating. So we can get an overhead shot right here for me. This book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by yours truly, is now number 35 on the world charts, ahead of Obama's new book and so much more. You can buy a signed copy or a regular copy. It comes out in late August at InfoWarsStore.com. We certainly need the funds, but it's an incredible book that lays out their entire battle plan. It is the plans for the Death Star New World Order and how to take it down. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Then we've got this. Top movies on Apple. Alex's War is listed as number 6. They have the top 3 on the top of the Apple chart, and then they have the ones under that. We are number 6 on the Apple charts. Now, we don't make any money off this film, and that's fine. I agreed to the filmmakers. I think they did a pretty fair job, and it's 28-year history of our battle against the New World Order, and it's really going to wake a lot of folks up because they want to destroy me because they can destroy you. They can destroy a populist leader. They think they've got the keys to destroying us all. But the fact that the book is number 1 in so many categories and number 30-something in the world charts, the fact that Alex's War for weeks was number 2, the Apple pre-order charts and many other charts, the fact that it's going to the top of the charts everywhere, another signal of the global great awakening. Very, very exciting. I saw Twitter commenters were very upset, like my neighbor's keeper. Barack Obama is pushing his book for free. Yeah, like Harari's books for free, in a promo, and is probably sitting there looking at Alex's Jones's number 1 book instead, and he's saying to himself, I could have hit him with a drone strike, but no, the general said it would be too obvious. His book is good, though. So the left's talking about killing me because liberty is so popular and because in the history charts, we are number 1 and Barack Obama is number 2 for a week straight. Number 34, 35, I forget. We'll cover it next hour. But that is a big deal in the world charts. I want to salute you and thank you all. Tell everybody, buy as many copies of the book as you can at Amazon as a political action and get a signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. And separately, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for more than 6 months, is back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Our favorite toothpaste, Super Blue, finally back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off when you get the trifecta of toothpaste and bodies back in stock. Hour number 2 straight ahead. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.